Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm your host for Favorite Life, where we go through the process of there, where we walk by faith, learning more and more to walk by faith and not by sight, walking in the atmosphere where you cannot plan the place of your destination and your purpose, but God does it for you. And as he does it for you, he reveals himself to you, teaches you how to trust him more, how to digest that word, how to apply that word, how to become as he is, how to see him as the awesome God, and know that whatever he speaks concerning you will manifest in your life, in his timing, in the set timing. So it is a walk of faith and trust and obedience unto the Lord. And as we do this, we see the demonstration of his power. We see the release of his blessings. We see the blessing that we are not only to our own selves and our family, but to nations and to races and generations, because God causes us to touch them by his power and his love. And we look at people in the Bible, different individuals in the Bible, and we see them not as superhuman Christians. We see them as everyday individuals who've been called by God to a destination that God has ordained before the foundations of the earth. And as they agree with God and obey God, they see God manifest in their life and take them through the process. And they see God defeat enemies. They see God protect them. They see God provide for them. And even when they make wrong decisions and wrong choices and they don't consult God, it does not refute or change the word that God has spoken in their life. They see it and were operating in a grace that had not yet come through Jesus Christ, but God had given to them. And we know this because we see David talking about sins that have been forgiven in a time when Jesus had not yet come. And he was understanding that we're blessed because our sins are forgiven, that our transgressions, our iniquities have been covered. And that comes through the grace, the blood of Jesus Christ. So he was operating and talking in an arena that had not yet manifest, but God was demonstrating and showing to his people, even from Abraham, even before him. And we see that. And we ourselves understand that grace now because of the blood of Jesus. And even though they lived in a different century, in a different time, the word that was nigh them is nigh us. The same God that was for them is for us. The same God that spoke to them has spoken to us. And we will see the demonstration and the manifestation of his authority, his love, his will, his call in our life, seen in this era, in this time, for generations who do not know him and do not understand our God, but look at our lives as the witness, as a testimony that says he lives and he loves us and he's all-powerful. We've been talking and looking at the books of Genesis and Exodus and other books in the Bible about this place of process, this place of purpose. And I want to encourage you and let you know that sometimes when we're on this road of this faith walk, when we hit places in our lives that are discouraging and we hit places in our life where things don't work out the way we planned or we hoped or even prayed, and the enemy tries to use that place as a stepping stone, as an avenue or a door to make you doubt, to make you draw back, to make you to even regret accepting God's call or saying yes to him. You have to go back and refortify yourself by faith. You have to build yourself up in your most holy faith. You've got to go back and grab the word of faith. Go back and get the scriptures of faith and begin to build for where you're going and where you're shifting to. The enemy will try to make you challenge or even he will even challenge your self-esteem, your self-value, your self-worth. He'll make you think that you don't have faith, that you don't have courage, that you don't trust God because something happened in your life that you had decreed and you had declared and you had prayed about and you would say God was going to do and you publicly announced it, that God was going to change it, and it didn't work in your favor. And so the enemy will try to make it seem like something's wrong with you, that you're the problem and not God. But I encourage you to take those words of the enemy and even that threat and even that thought and tear them down, trample them under feet. Don't even allow them to live in your mind or in your heart. It takes courage to do the will of God.
it takes courage. You look at Abraham, you look at Isaac, you look at Jacob, you look at Moses, you look at Joshua, you look at all these men who shifted the children of Israel into the place that God had already ordained and preordained for their lives. It took courage for Abraham to believe the report of the Lord, believe what God was saying, to leave the familiar and go into something that he did not understand, didn't even know, and could not explain how it was going to manifest. It took courage for him to say, I'm going to trust God, who I do not see. He was an idol worshiper. His family members were idol worshipers. So they were able to set up shrines, something that they could see or relate to as God. But here it is, the invisible God, who is all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, who's everywhere, who has the authority and the power to appear in the burning bush like he did with Moses. He has the power to appear even as a dove. He has the power to appear and a voice in the wind. He has the power to appear any way he wants to, even still and small. He has the authority to do whatever he wants to do as he will according to his will. And here it is that he doesn't have what normal people have to set up as shrines that relate to or identify with their God. He has a voice. He has the voice that spoke to him and reassured him that he was God and that he was going to do this in his life. So all he had was the word. But the word was powerful enough for him to take the courage to take the next step and to obey what God said. You have the courage to do what God says. Now, this is what you have to understand. We are at a season and in a time where our faith is being tried. And when your faith is being tried, it is the enemy saying, I'm going to test. And God allows the test. That's what you don't understand. God allows the test because the Word of God lets us know that God tries the heart of men. He already knows what's in our heart. He already knows where we are. But he does this to reprove us, to refine us, to destroy what weapon the enemy set before us, to build us up, to stretch us, to strengthen us, to grow us, to mature us. All of these things take place when we are going through a trial, when we're going through a test. Our faith muscles are being built. If we don't go through a test or a trial, then there will be no growth in our faith, no maturity. And those things that are coming come to make us strong. So when you are going through something that is coming to make you strong, which is the trying of your faith, that thing that is coming to make you strong tries your faith and your overcoming testimony in the God that you say, I believe that he's more than just my Savior and my Redeemer, but he's my way, he's my truth, he's my provider, he's my healer, he's my deliverer, he's my defense. He's my shield, my rear guard. He's my comforter, my counselor, my peace, my joy. Everything that you say about God is tried in that test, in that season of the trying of your faith, which comes to make you strong. Then you have to take courage. You have to trust. You have to walk in faith, knowing that what you're being tried in is not going to overcome you because what you're being tried in is God and his word, which cannot and will not fail. So if I'm being tried in God, if I'm being tried in my testimony in God, if I'm being tried in my faith in God, and I already know that this thing that is coming to try me, that is coming to test where I am in him, cannot defeat God, then it cannot defeat me because my testimony is in him. It is not in myself or my situation or my job or my abilities or my talents, my family, or in my career. It is in the God who ordained and orchestrated me before the foundations of the earth, who called me for his purpose and his plan, who said to me, I'm going to make out of you my divine plan, my divine will. I'm going to shape you for my glory, use you for my glory, impart my life, my love, my spirit in you, and I'm going to make you an example and a weapon to be used against the enemy, but something that everybody else can be drawn to, because the glory of me will shine through you in such a way that people will be drawn to you and want to know who your God is and what it is about you that is different. So as this happens, the enemy's going to challenge who you are. He's going to challenge what you know about me. But know that what you know is a sure thing. Know that where you stand is a sure place. It is a sure foundation. And if it's a sure foundation and a sure place that cannot be moved, that will never go away because it's founded in God, in his word, on him, in his truth, then what I'm being tried in is the thing that says, I'm going to make you disconnect yourself from the God that you say you love and the God that you say you serve. But because I'm securely grounded, rooted in him, I'm not going anywhere. So whatever's coming to try me, it's going to make me strong because it's going to make me hope in him even the more. It's going to make me believe him even the more. It's going to make me trust him even the more. It is only the trying of my faith in the God that I believe and the God that I trust and the God that I serve. It is the trying that comes in to try to change my focus, change my testimony, change my praise, change my worship, change my faith walk, change my decrees, change what I say, change my stance and my posture in my God. But it cannot change that, because just like Job, the enemy didn't understand who Job was because he thought the things around him made Job who he was. It was not the things around him. It was the God that Job served that made him who he was, because Job was more than just a rich man. He was a worshiper. He was a lover of God and a lover of righteousness. He was a man that desired the will of God and the heart of God and the ways of God more than anything else. He was a man that lined his life up and prayed for other people and his children so that they can walk in and follow the same commands and principles that he ordered in the day of his life, and which was in righteousness. The enemy could not see that. He saw the stuff. He cannot see who you are. He's seeing the joy that you have and your family and your money or your position and your power, or he's seeing whatever it is that he thinks makes you who you are. He doesn't see the worshiper. He doesn't see the lover of righteousness, the lover of God, the lover of his will. He doesn't see any of these things. And because he does not see these things, he thinks that if he touches the stuff that is carnal, that's the stuff that is temporal, it will get you off focus. It will make you lose hope. It will make you be disappointed and try to curse God and say he's not good and he's not worthy and he's not faithful. But the devil is the lie and the father of all lies. In God we trust. In God we hope. In God we stand. Because it doesn't matter about these temporary things. As long as I'm secure eternally to that which God has promised, as long as I'm secure in him to his purpose, as long as he's getting glory out of me, whatever thing that I've lost, anything that I've had to let go of to gain him, is worth it, far more worth it than anything that the enemy could ever use to hold back. Because God's promises unto me are yes and amen. I'm going to get what he says. And even if I'm trying and the thing that he's telling me I'm going to get, I'm still going to get it, because he cannot lie and it cannot fail. So wherever you are in your walk, it is the trying of your faith. It is the thing that has come to make you strong. That's how you've got to see it. You can't see it as something that is coming to destroy you, but you've got to see it like this in the spirit realm. God, this has come to make me stronger. This has come to make me be built up in my most holy faith. This is the thing that has come to make me look more like you and identify with you in your sufferings. It made me look like you in your love. And God, because of that, I'm grateful, because you wouldn't allow it to come if I couldn't stand it. You wouldn't allow it to come if I could not pass the test. You're not going to let something take me down. But anything that you come to in my life has already gone through you and has gone through your blood. So it has to come through me. No, I'm able to face it and pass the test and win for the glory of God. Do not take courage in the thing that looks like it's not going to happen. Take courage in the God that spoke to you and said that you will be and have all that he said. I pray that you've been encouraged. Pray that you've been lifted up. I pray that your heart now beats faith, and that you're going to get every faith scripture you can and build yourself up even in your most holy faith. I pray that you join me tomorrow for another empowerment session as we go further in the process of there in favor of life. God bless you.